Good morning. It's Gina Crash. I can't wait to introduce you to our friend Jennifer Robinson. She's the executive director of Friends of Patterson Park. Good morning, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me here. It's exciting to follow up and see you in your setting after having you in the park.
Yeah, we were there for our One Day, One Thing campaign through Entercom Communications, our parent company, Entercom Baltimore. We all got together and cleaned up Lake Roland and also at Friends of Patterson Park. We worked with you guys and your amazing staff on Earth Day. And then we popped in and said hi to you, and then you realize like you've been listening to the radio stations for years, and
oh, for sure.
And we got everybody from like the Fan and Mix and you know, Today's 101.9, and everybody got together for a great day, and everybody said the same thing: Patterson Park is so gorgeous, what a treasure. You let us go into the pagoda and everything, which we'll talk about, which
sure.
is certain times of year people who are listening now will be able to do that
yes.
as well. But how long have you been executive director there?
So I'm approaching 6 years in my position, but I was involved with the organization for 5 years before that on the board
cool.
and living in the neighborhood and using the park. So really been around and have seen the transformation of Patterson Park over time. So it's an exciting time to be the executive director.
It is, and you're doing a great job. And what does that mean exactly? Like what is your, if this were like a job description thing that I was looking at, what are some of the things you have to do for your job as executive director?
Sure. So it's a really interesting job. In a normal day, I'm thinking about how we fund our staff and park programs. And so that means writing a lot of grants, working with other funders, thinking about how we support our members who make financial contributions, but it's also having conversations about what the park should be doing for our users. So what kind of programs do people want to see? What kind of events are people interested in?
Mm-hmm.
How do we balance so many people that want to use the park? And really thinking about what makes it a great resource for city residents. So it's a really exciting job. It's never the same day twice. We have all kinds of things that come up, and it's really a good problem-solving opportunity and exercise almost every day for us.
And it was cool when I met you with Priestley from our sister station. I think you called it the People's Park, right?
Yeah.
And it really is. We also heard from just posting those pictures that day on Facebook. We heard from Amy Bennett, one of our friends from Comen, Maryland. She said she got married there.
Yeah.
And that she named her son's middle name is Bennett. I mean, is Patterson, excuse me.
Oh, that's
and,
awesome.
So it really is a place that I think people really feel like is their own, especially like you if you live in that neighborhood, or even if not, if you're just visiting from anywhere in the city or surrounding counties.
That's correct. And that's our goal, is to make it feel that way. So we look for new ways to do that all the time.
You know, it's such a special place. But give us a little bit of the history of you know, what makes it so special.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm not from Baltimore. So coming to Baltimore and seeing this green space, when I moved into the neighborhood, it wasn't a well-utilized park. So it wasn't really a resource. And I think seeing the transformation and seeing the opportunities that come with that. So
where are you from, Jennifer?
Oh, I'm from Illinois originally.
No
Central
way.
Illinois, yeah. So I've been in Baltimore for 20 years and feel like a local, but I know that that's always kind of a tricky thing. So came to Baltimore for graduate school and fell in love with the city and have stayed.
A little bit of that history, let us know about what's so cool about the proximity to users and what makes the history of the park so special.
Sure. So William Patterson donated the first 6 acres of land to the city to become a public walk, but there was a lot of history that was taking place that prevented it from being maybe the best public park for a little while. So we had to get through the War of 1812.
Oh, wow.
And we talk about all the way back in 1814. It was the site of the land sort of battle to protect Baltimore
mm-hmm.
At the same time that the Star Spangled Banner was being written around what was happening on the water just to our south.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because we have cannons in the park now that you can see if you visit that represent the cannons that were lined up on the top of what was Hampstead Hill. And Baltimore residents. So we were told between 12 and 15,000 Baltimore residents of all kinds came out and protected the city and stayed there. There was a mile long line of people defending the city from the British because they just burned Washington, D.C. They didn't want that to happen to Baltimore. They
right.
came out and stayed for like a month, and the British turned around. They saw them on top of the hill. They'd lost some leadership. It's much more complicated. You can have a historian on to talk about that.
Sure.
But the site was really incredibly important to the defense of Baltimore in 1814. And that actually leads into some of the other history. But in the meantime, it was also the site of a Union Civil War hospital with wounded coming from Gettysburg and
Holy
being
cow.
Taken care of right in the same area.
Wow.
And then other kinds of regular park development were happening around those events. So we still have our marble fountain that was created in 1865. And then the Pagoda Observatory, which is really our signature, that was built in 1895. 1992. And it's an observatory that was designed to really consecrate that land that had been so important to Baltimore and keep it preserved, hope that it wouldn't be taken over for anything else. And you put a beautiful building like that on that site. It's still such a point of community pride right now. So we're really excited that the pagoda has become this community resource again that it was designed to be. So all of those layers of history over time, more land got added onto the park and more resources were brought in. But that early history is super interesting. And
it
we actually
is.
Did an archaeological dig in 2014
no
in
way.
Partnership with an organization called Baltimore Heritage. And they dug on Hampstead Hill and found all kinds of artifacts. So we have a display of artifacts that's at the base of the pagoda when you come in to see it.
That's so cool.
So you can kind of see the layers of history throughout time. And we're right next door to Butcher's Hill, and the archaeological dig uncovered the butcher shop that gave Butcher's Hill its name.
No way.
So it was really cool. So that's a really interesting resource for people to understand the layers of history and see what actually has been brought from that.
Yeah.
And the other thing I think that now is so interesting about Patterson Park is the fact that we are surrounded on all sides by residents and city residents and users of the park. And that creates a lot of opportunities. It means we have a lot of people in the park who can walk to the park. And a lot of parks, if you look at it, have sort of barriers, whether they be natural or man-made, but that have a layer of either, you know, a big highway or something that is across the street. So Patterson Park, having people on all sides of it and our kind of densely packed row homes make it really such a resource. I live right on the park. I have no green space at my personal house, but I'm lucky to have 137 acres of park space right across the street from my family. That makes it something that we enjoy using, and so many other people are in the same thing. From a park kind of management perspective, it means, though, that you have so many different interests that you're trying to accommodate.
Yes.
And people are coming. So if you come from the north side of the park, you may be coming to different areas of the park more regularly. So there's a real interesting perspective that we hear from park users who are coming from different areas and what they're looking for in the park and how they make the park their own space. And so we love to talk to people and hear how they use the park.
Yeah, that's so cool. Now, how can people visit the pagoda? Because you really have to see that vantage point. You let us crawl up all the stairs. By the way, it's a great workout.
Absolutely.
Get to the top, and no matter what side of the pagoda you're peering out of, you can see the city from a different... I mean, it's such a great photo op, and just to marvel at what a beautiful city Baltimore is and how that land is just so special. What times of year are people allowed to take tours and see the pagoda?
So part of our role at the Friends of Patterson Park is opening the pagoda to the public, and we have an amazing team of pagoda docents who help us do that. So in the season, which is mid-April through mid-October, every Sunday from noon to 6, the pagoda is open.
Awesome.
And you have wonderful people greeting you, and they can tell you about the area. And then all of our special events in the park, if it's something happening near the pagoda, we really try to make sure that we have the pagoda open for people to come and visit. So we're having more and more open days. We're having a really busy year this year at the pagoda. In a normal year, we have 10 to 12,000 people come through to
Holy
see
cow.
That view, which is pretty amazing.
It is.
So we are excited. We're off to a great start for this year, and we love to have people visit.
I know you have a ton of other features. We know we did a lot of cleanup, as we had mentioned, on Earth Day, noticing the playgrounds and the boat lake and other recreational parts and even the ice rink, too. So tell us what other kind of features the park has to offer for people.
Yeah, so Patterson Park is a really great Baltimore City public park. So we work in partnership with Baltimore City Recreation and Parks, and they're managing most of these facilities. So we do. We have an amazing swimming pool that's opening Memorial Day weekend on the weekends until school's out.
Do you have like pool tags or something like that? Do you have to have a membership for that?
You don't. And actually, you can pay by the day, or it's $30 per person for the whole season.
It's not
bad.
It's
really a bargain. It's an amazing resource. And they're doing all kinds of programming and events there. So we're really excited. We hope we have a really great swimming pool season. We do have one of the only, there are two ice rinks in Baltimore City. We have one of them in Patterson Park, the Mimi DiPietro Dome. It's the white dome that you see if you're driving by the park.
Yeah.
That is an ice rink. And then in the off season, there are things like broom ball happening there. So lots of activities around
the
year. We have tennis courts We do have two playgrounds, which is really exciting. We have a recreation center. There's actually a senior center in the center of the park, in the casino building.
Wow.
So lots of things happening there. And then the boat lake, we call it the boat lake. It gets called a lot of different things. It gets called the duck pond right now. There are lots of ducks.
Yes, yes.
And we don't have boats there right now, but in the past, there were times that they would sail toy boats on the boat lake. So that's how it got its name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting to think about that. And then that boat lake is the site of other things, like there's a fishing rodeo that's coming up on June 1st and other events that kind of happen and connect people to nature.
So when you're
in the middle of the boat lake, I think you saw, really don't feel like you're in the middle of the city. It's in a little oasis in the middle of the city.
It's fabulous. Yeah. What exactly does the Friends of Patterson Park do? Yeah, like some of you mentioned your programs a little bit too, and some other events, and how do you coordinate all that, the teamwork and the logistical support? You mentioned working with the city as well.
Yeah, so we do. We work with Baltimore City Recreation and Parks to try to supplement what they're not able to do because they're managing such a large park system. So they do a great job and they work really hard, but sometimes being on the ground in a park that's as busy as Patterson Park is really helpful. So we actually got our start in partnership with them. They were able to work with community members and find the funds to get the pagoda renovated when it was renovated in kind of around 2000, 2001, and brought back to being a community resource. It had fallen into a lot of disrepair, but they really didn't have the resources to be able to do the staffing and have the volunteers on the ground. So that's how we got our start, really, was partnering to make sure the pagoda was open as a community resource beyond just fixing it up and having the building stabilized. So that's something we continue to do. We also do volunteer teams on a weekly basis. So the kind of work you guys were doing with us on Earth Day, somebody's doing that most weekends. So
really?
We have a team that cleans the boat lake.
Awesome.
We have a team that cleans the pagoda once a month. So they're cleaning it once a month, and we clean the playgrounds four times a year. We mulch all the small trees in the park over the course of a year with our tree team, and we're planting trees twice a year. So our goal is usually to plant about 50 trees in the park each year. I don't want to leave anybody out. So
sure.
Those are our exciting volunteer teams. And one of the ways when we were starting was really finding those volunteer opportunities connect people to the space, right?
Yes.
I think you probably felt that a little bit.
Totally.
When you're taking care of it, you want to come back. You want to connect to it.
I kept saying how it was. I felt like it was helpful and fun because it was right after Easter, and there were like Easter eggs and Easter grass, and you had like a little Easter egg hunt. And but you really wanted to protect the park. I'm like, oh, there's a bottle cap, and I kept getting distracted because I kept finding things that I wanted to beautify this beautiful park that you want to preserve and you want to make sure it's in good repair for the next person that comes.
And
that's how it's
that spirit that really has re-energized the park, having people connect to it and get their hands dirty and feel like they have some ownership over that space is so important. So that's one of the big things that we do.
And you'd think twice before littering. I mean,
we hope that's the outcome for sure.
Yeah.
The other thing that we do are programs and events. So all of our programs and events are free of charge unless it's a fundraiser. So we'll get to that later. But our programs, so we do soccer programs for kids. We have a drop-in soccer program on Wednesdays. We do free tennis for kids as well.
That's
on the
awesome.
Tennis courts, which is amazing. And then we do simultaneous programming, which means we hope families can come together and find ways to work out. So it's not just about the parents dropping the kids off at soccer and sitting on the sidelines. We offer free Zumba for all ages right next door to our soccer program.
Love
and to tennis, so that hopefully everybody can come, find something to do. Kids can see maybe mom dancing Zumba while they're playing soccer and providing that opportunity. So that's something that's been really popular. Zumba, in season, you can do free Zumba almost every day of the week in Patterson Park. So that's really exciting. And we have more things like free yoga that are happening on Pagoda Hill. Just a lot of interest in how we use that public space for free programs and events.
And you're really on trend with all those physical activities that people like to do.
Yeah,
and why
not
do it in Patterson Park?
Right, exactly. And then the other thing that we do is we don't manage all of the events that are happening in Patterson Park, but we, being on the ground, have a good insight into how to make an event successful.
Gotcha.
So we love to partner with people
who
are coming in. There's great festivals, and we help them think through how can they do their event in the park and get people in and not harm the park and have it be a real, contribution to the life of the park and the community. So we provide a lot of support for other types of events that are happening.
So how do you do that? How do you you make sure that it's the right people doing the right things and making sure that they, you know, leave it in the condition that they got it.
Well, the city does a good job with permitting. They have all these kind of rules and requirements. And one of the things we're really thoughtful about, or we try to be, is how we manage car traffic in the park, because there's such limited space and people are using it. It's not perfect by any stretch, but certainly talking to people about the importance of that. Sometimes just having people know that people are paying attention to that and there is a group on the ground, helping them to think through how will they manage their trash after the event. How can they set up so they're not interfering with other things that are happening and maybe even capitalizing on other events in the park. Sometimes Patterson Park will have two major events happening at each end of the park, and we try to help them think through what makes sense in terms of audiences that are going to have interest in both things, or how can we support that and have things that aren't competing but are really engaging people and may keep them in the park longer. So it's really a fun thing to think through. How do you activate and have the park be that space for people, especially when there's a lot of people that want to use it?
Lots of collaboration. And I know we've got a lot to look forward to this summer. What kind of things do you have in the works? Is anything a secret? Can we talk about it? Most things?
Nothing is a secret. Good. So that's good. Yes. Yeah, so no, we have our series of 7 free summer concerts starting on Pagoda Hill on June 9th.
Cool.
Sunday, June 9th. And that's going to be really fun. The schedule's on our website, so we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Oh, what's your website?
PattersonPark.com. It's really easy.
Oh, that's so easy. I thought
it's so easy.
Wow. Okay.
And we do 7 concerts. And so there's a whole range of music. It's really fun to think about how can we create something that maybe you're going to come out because it's the park and it's going to be a beautiful night and you're going to hear something you haven't heard before. Or is it something that, you know, is just an old favorite? So we do all kinds of music and have all kinds of feel. It's a really family-friendly event. A lot of people bring their kids, spread out a picnic blanket. Kids can go and dance down in front of the stage. And we have vendors at the top of the hill by the pagoda. The pagoda is always open for our summer concerts,
which is
exciting. It's one of our heavy usage times.
Cool.
So it's really a fun night. Those are either Sundays or Tuesdays. We do 5 Sundays and 2 Tuesdays from 6:30 to 8:30.
Gotcha.
And I will note, we started off our season in a new way this year with our kite festival. So we had a kite festival on March 30th.
That's
in partnership with the Creative Alliance. It was an amazing day. And so we look forward to bringing that back as well. The other thing is there's going to be a movie, I believe it's June 15th. Baltimore City Recreation and Parks has a series called Rhythms and Reels. And we're partnering with them to bring a movie to Patterson Park. It's going to be a Saturday night, and the movie's going to be A League of Their Own, which is a fun movie.
That's
for
great.
A summer night. So we'll be there. We'll have popcorn for folks.
Is that the first time you've ever done that before?
It is not the first time, but it's the first time. Well, it's the first time in partnership with Baltimore City Recreation and Parks. Movies are challenging on some levels, so we've done it in the past when we've had funding for that. It's
right.
always something that we love to do. We know it's very popular, so it's a matter of bringing together the right mix of funding and interest and support for that.
Cool.
So we're looking forward to trying that out this year.
The summer concert series, is that all free of charge?
That is all free of charge.
You kidding?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we really do work hard to have our events and programs be free of charge unless we're raising money.
Right. Which I want to make sure we have time to talk about your big event coming up this week, actually, the Wine at Sunset fundraiser. So you're talking about the difference between free events, which there are many, and then occasionally a fundraiser to support all of the wonderful aspects of Patterson Park and the programs that we've just touched on, actually. But how do people get involved in that? Or do you still have tickets available?
We do have tickets available. So on our website, PattersonPark.com, there's a / Wine at Sunset. And we're also on Facebook with that, with tickets. So we are anticipating that we might sell out this year. So I wouldn't wait too long.
Right.
But it's a really wonderful event. It's grown. It's 15 years old this year.
Seriously?
It is. It's amazing. And it's grown from this really kind of, you know, neighborly small event. We have one of our founders, Danny Barnese, who was cooking the food the first year and bringing the wine. And we've grown to have partners. So we have an amazing group of restaurants that are providing bites for folks to try. And then we have wine coming that'll go along with all of the wonderful food. So plenty of wine, plenty of food, live music. There's a guy named Rob Fahey.
Oh,
he's a local favorite.
I know him,
Rob has been at our event every year we've done it. And
he's
love having him in the park. He's a great setting for that. Mm-hmm. We do a silent auction. So it's really, again, just a wonderful time to come and enjoy the park, have something to eat, have something to drink. The pagoda will be open that night. night as well. It's a really lovely event, and it's grown thanks to our partners, and we're excited to have our event. We're just hoping it'll be great weather this year. It's been great weather last year, so we're hoping we continue that tradition this
year. Awesome. Looking forward to that. And of course, those funds would go back into all the much needed operating costs that you
have. It's that kind of funding that helps us make our summer concerts free. Summer concerts are not free, as you probably well know. All these folks are professionals, and we have to compensate them. So we are always looking for ways to make that the best it can be, and that is one of the ways we do it. We've also started a second event that's in September. It's the last Saturday in September. It's our Brewfest event.
Oh, cool.
And we've only done that one twice, but it's been a huge success, partnering with local breweries who bring beers for folks to taste, and then having food to go along with that, and live music all afternoon. So we'll come back and maybe talk about that event. But it's a really wonderful day in the park. Again, we'd love to get people in to have a great experience and to see what the park can offer for those kinds of things. So it's an exciting time.
We look forward to that. And then is that a fundraiser as well?
Those are our two major fundraisers.
Big signature fundraisers. Awesome. Because as we know, you are a nonprofit. So we can't do it without the generosity of others. That being said, how can people get involved with the Fridge? You mentioned some volunteer. You know, you have your team of people who help you out. Is that a regular team, or does that rotate? Or if someone's hearing this program and goes, hey, I want to pitch in and help, how can they do that?
Sure, yeah. So the best way to find out what's happening is on the calendar on our website and on Facebook. So we post all of our volunteer teams on there. So I'm going to start to, I'll move back. So the easiest way to help support the Friends of Patterson Park is come to Patterson Park.
That's right.
Be a park user, find a way to have fun in the park, talk to people about it, and then take that next step, get involved. If you're using the park on a regular basis, we really appreciate it. Parks are not healthy when they don't have folks using them.
That's right.
That's the most basic thing. So then our teams are either Saturdays or Sunday mornings, and we actually have a team of gardeners that comes out on Thursday mornings if people are available during the week. And we rotate that, so the schedule's on our website, and that's a really fun way to come get your hands dirty, maybe meet some of your neighbors or other park users.
Yeah.
The other thing is come to our events, come to a fundraiser. We are a membership organization, so we do depend on the support of folks who take that next step and become a member. Our memberships start at $25 a year.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, and we try to do discounts for tickets and things like that to make it worthwhile, but it is an important way to contribute to the overall health of the park. So becoming a member is the other thing that folks can do. It's pretty easy. It's right on our website, and it's a really a little bit goes a long way. So, and we try to make it tangible. One of the cool things that we were able to do, we hear from folks all the time that trash, as you know, is our biggest issue, right? One of our biggest issues. And we were able to work with our members and other park users to raise money to put in trash cans in the park that are installed that don't move around. So we have a lot of parks have these oil can type drums that can move, and that's great. But we knew that we needed to have stable resources for folks. So we were able to install 20 trash cans in addition to what was already there.
That's important.
And we have another 20-some on the way this year thanks to a donor.
That's great. Again,
it's a really tangible way to see where some of that money's going. That money's also going into keeping the marble fountain functioning. We've got a new contractor coming to get our marble fountain.
Is that the new construction project?
Oh, no, that's not even the most exciting part.
We haven't even talked about that.
Oh,
no, we're running out of time, so please tell us about that.
So the other thing that we're doing is we work in the former park superintendent's house, and it is in need of a major renovation. It hasn't had a lot of work done since the 70s, and so we've been committed to raising the money to work on getting that renovated. As we did our needs assessment, we know there's a need for a space in the park that's also covered for community programming. Our house is often used for two community meetings in one night, so we need more covered space in our outdoor setting. So we're going to have an addition. It won't be right on the house. It'll be attached by a courtyard, but a second structure that's going to be community programming space and a volunteer support center. So we've got lots of tools for all of our volunteer teams. They need to be covered and taken care of. So this construction project, we're actually going to kick it off at Wine at Sunset, talking to people about the project, helping them get involved. We hope it's going to be a resource that a lot of people can use in different ways. And we're really excited to have people come and get connected to that. We're going to do an open house so people can come and see the property in its current state on June 1st. So if people are interested, they can check that out on our website. They can send us an email at friends at pattersonpark.com and stay up to date on that work. But it's really an exciting time
at
the Friends.
That's huge, because I saw it from the outside. It's very stately looking and very cool. We didn't get a chance to check the inside out, but it sounds like the 70s, you might need a little upgrade.
Yeah, and we've been hit by some storm damage. Yeah, we're lacking some pretty basic systems to work as an office. So we need to have a really good, stable office space. We want to make sure that house stays a resource for the community. We're hoping to put a visitor center in the main house so that people can come and learn about the history of Patterson Park, but also get a park map, learn about if I want to go for a bike ride or how do I get to the ice rink, those kinds of things. So we're trying to incorporate that into our renovation of the house as well. So it's really exciting.
That'd be a wonderful resource. And the more that time you spend there, the more things you think that you might need. So we're happy to help out you. And anything, anybody else you want to thank as we're wrapping up here on time? Once again, the date of your Wine at Sunset fundraiser.
Thursday, the 23rd of May. So coming right up.
Coming up this week.
So perfect timing. You can still get a ticket online. And we just want to thank our partners at Baltimore City Recreation and Parks. And I'd like to thank my staff. I don't do it on my own. I have amazing staff, Shannon, Katie, Leslie, Allie, Terrence. So we are working hard, and I want to appreciate all everything that they're bringing to the park. So it's an exciting time and a lot of work and a lot of fun.
Again, online, super easy, PattersonPark.com. We've been talking to Jennifer Robinson. She's the executive director. And we can find you on Instagram and Facebook as well, Friends of Patterson Park.
That's correct.
Awesome. Well, we'll have you back in to tell you about the next, we'll talk about the next fundraiser in September. Meanwhile, we will see you at Wine at Sunset this Thursday. And that date again is May
23rd. 6 to 9. It's amazing. Yep. Kick off your Memorial Day weekend with us.
Well, thank you for getting up early and hanging out with us. It's nice to see you again, Jennifer.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome, you guys. And if you want to have any questions for me or for Jennifer, you can reach out to me on social media and all the platforms at Gina Crash. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.